Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many today and day 17 of 2023. And I just want to dive straight into what I sense the Lord wants to say and bring to hearts today. I sense the Lord is going to revive those who physically have been maybe sick in body. God is going to revive your finances today for those who have been financially struggling. The Lord is going to revive relationships today as we take him at his word. Jesus Christ is the word of God, we're told in scripture. And I often say that as the word of God dwells in our hearts richly, we will know true riches. That's in every area of our lives. May we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. We couldn't do anything to flourish in our souls. We couldn't do anything to bring life to that which had been dead in us through sin. But when Christ's salvation came in, when the Holy Spirit came and revived us, we were able to live spiritually once again and live powerfully. We are spiritual beings and we are physical beings. And the Lord wants us to live and to flourish before him. And in the same way we can't do any of that spiritually in our own strength, so the Lord wants us to depend on him to flourish in our health, to flourish in our finances, to put him first and to see that there is no good thing that the Lord will withhold from those who walk uprightly. And whatever you're facing right now, I know we come to the end of January and some are facing tax bills. If you're anything like me in business, it's the end of January. That's when it hits our business. Maybe for others of you, it's the end of March. We faith it, we're always going to make it, hey? And I just want to dig into God's word today and we're going to uncover some incredible truths because I love Jesus. And I know that Jesus is the word. And I know Jesus dwells in my heart and I pray that he dwells in your heart richly, that his word, the very words of God, that the Bible more and more, all of the promises we are taking into our hearts and lives daily, we're banking it. We need to be banking God's word in our hearts continually so that when we need it, we can draw from it. If you don't have anything in your bank financially, naturally, when you go to the bank, you're going to be running on empty. So we need to be making sure that God's word is dwelling in us. Jesus dwells in our hearts richly and his word then will overflow through us. I only want to bring Jesus to the people. I don't want to bring me. As John the Baptist said, he must increase, we must decrease. The Lord showed me last year that as the Holy Spirit and as Jesus increases in my life, then all of my works and strivings and strainings, Christine, will decrease. I'm going to be doing less and I'm going to be allowing the Lord to do it all, I pray, this year through me. And as I often say, that doesn't mean inactivity. That means Holy Spirit-led, eternal activity rather than temporal activity. I want to be producing works that are going to last for eternity. I want to be taking friends and souls with me for eternity. I don't want to be focusing on what is temporary and what's going to fade away in the things of this world. But increasingly, I pray that the Lord is going to set yours and my heart on what is eternal. And I want to tune in today on this day 17. Actually, I've noticed that the scripture references I'm reading from prophetically today and I'm releasing today are from 1 Samuel 17 and also from Matthew 17. And we see here how little David, you may often feel so insignificant, so tiny, so small against the giants that you have to face. But there was little David facing this huge, humongous, taunting, intimidating, manipulating giant. And all of Israel had been cowering in fear as this giant had taunted them. Morning, every morning, he would come out and taunt them and persecute them, until little David arose. The Lord says to us that His mercies are new every morning. We need to be looking to Him. We need to be leaning into His voice and not into the voice of the giants of this world, into the voice of the giants of our worries, but leaning in to the voice of the One who can quench and destroy every voice of the enemy and every Goliath before us. So we see in 1 Samuel 17, 25, let's just pick up this story and I want to release it prophetically to you today. Have you seen the giant? The men asked. He comes out each day to defy Israel. The king has offered a huge reward to anyone who kills him. He will receive great riches. He will give that man one of his daughters for a wife, and the man's entire family will be exempted from taxes. In 1 Samuel 17, 26, David asked the soldiers standing nearby, then asked him when he turned up, what will a man get for destroying this Philistine and ending his defiance of Israel? Who is this pagan? Who is this foreigner? Who is this Philistine anyway that he is allowed to defy the armies of the living God? He couldn't believe, little David, that there were these armies of Israel and all the soldiers and the king, that they were cowering away from this one, defying the God of Israel. And he arose. David replied when he came out to then face the Philistine. I'm cutting through to the quick here today with the story. You come to me with sword. You come to me with spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. What is coming against you? It has no power or authority over you unless you give it power and authority. But when you arise in the power of God's word, then nothing shall overcome you this year, but you will overcome all. You will stand tall and the Lord will raise you up. He will cause your head to raise high and you are going to reveal the glory of Jesus Christ, His great victory through your life and everything that comes against your life. Today, the Lord will conquer you and I will destroy you and I will cut off your head. To cut off the head in Bible times was a picture of cutting off the authority. When we cut off the head, spiritually speaking, of the enemy, we're cutting off the authority of the enemy and the strategies of the enemy. And I'm believing as Jesus, he's done all that. He's won all that for us at the cross. All we need to do is to arise and to appropriate His great victory for our lives. When others, firstly today, I want to bring out for you, when others looked at the Goliath, they saw an opponent too powerful to defeat. But when David looked at Goliath, he saw a target too big to miss. What problem is presenting itself to you? I always say to my kids, never be part of the problem, but part of the solution. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the solution for everything that we face. There are no such things as problems for the children of God, but there are opportunities to display the works and the wonders and the glory of Almighty God. So when others see giants, this year the Lord would say to you, I want you to see a target. You are no longer the target for the enemy, because the target is the enemy. And your problem may look huge. That is just one that is unmissable and that is coming down to the ground. And you're going to cut off the strategies of the enemy, the authority of the enemy, and you are going to go free. So is your family. So many lives depend on what you do, as we see was true of David. So it is for me and for you. What the enemy has used against you, verse 51 shows with David, because when he brought down that intimidating, that manipulating, that taunting, that lying, deceiving giant to the ground, he ran over to the giant, as we read in verse 51, and he took the giant, he took Goliath's sword and he chopped off his head. What I sense the Lord would say to you is what the enemy has used and would use against you, you will turn and you will use against the enemy. You and many will go free in Jesus' name. Verse 55, we then see that, let me just read it for you here. Abner, when King Saul saw David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, Abner, whose son is this youth? I believe the Lord wants to say to you today, this year, know whose and who you are. And Abner replied, as your soul lives, O king, I do not know. You are a child of the living God. And I sense the Lord saying today, prophetically, that this year the Lord is raising up unknowns. He is raising up in these days those who have been cast aside. And the Lord says to you, arise. It's not about great names in this world any longer. It's not about great names in the church. It's about one name that is to be raised. And it is about one enemy that is to be erased from the church, from the lives of the children of God. In every situation we face, the enemy, give him no place, but arise in the power of the beautiful, almighty grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, and you are going to win. So the Lord would say, the despised, the cast aside, now arise. Supernatural in your natural and supernatural supply. Because what was given, what was promised by the king to the one who would bring down to the ground that giant, that would stop his intimidating and his manipulating and his lies, and who would destroy the enemy, the king said, and the king promised, that that one would be given great riches, number one. Secondly, that one would be exempt from taxes, from paying taxes all their life, and that one would be given the hands of one of his daughters for life. The Lord is saying to you today, through that, supernatural in your natural, supernatural supply, that as we destroy the enemy, then we are going to go totally free. That's why I started at the beginning, when the word of God, when Jesus dwells in your heart richly, when the word of God dwells in your heart richly, then you are going to know true riches. And just as King Saul promised, great riches would be given, so great riches will be given to the one who brings that enemy down to the ground and cuts off his authority, just taking the victory that Jesus Christ has already released and already given to every one of us. We read in verse 9, the giant taunting the children of Israel, he came out every morning for 40 days and he said, choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and destroy me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and I destroy him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. Here's what the battle is for. Jesus was ultimately the man who arose and who destroyed that great giant of evil, of every enemy, of the devil's authority, of sin, of sickness, of wickedness over our lives. Jesus has destroyed every giant so that we just need to arise and appropriate his victory. But for that one, what the giant was saying is, if you destroy me, then you're going to go completely free. But if I destroy that man, if I destroy you, then you're going to serve me. We are not going to serve the devil's agenda any longer. We're not going to serve his lies. We're not going to give in to him. We're not going to give in to deception. We're not going to give in to lack. But we're going to rise in the authority of God's word. And for that one who then destroys the devil's authority with the authority of Jesus' blood, his victory on the cross, with the word of God, then that one is going to be free of all of the lack that the enemy wants to put on us, of all of the sickness, of all of the shame, of all of the sin. We will not serve the devil's purposes. We will not serve this world. We will not serve or give in to him. Because ultimately, if you give in to anything or anyone else other than Jesus, then you're serving the purposes of darkness. We want to be serving and children of light, serving the purposes of our King of Kings. And then we go free. How powerful and how beautiful is that? And moving to Matthew 17. And I love how the collectors, verse 24, of the temple tax approached Peter and asked, "Does your teacher pay the tax for the upkeep of the temple like the rest of us?" "Of course he does," Peter answered. When Peter walked into the house and before he had a chance to speak, Jesus spoke up and said, "Peter, I have a question for you." I love this. The prophetic of Jesus. He saw straight into the situation. He wasn't there at that meeting, but he came and he spoke right in to where Peter had been at. "Peter, I have a question for you. Who pays tolls or taxes to a king? Is tax collected from the king's own children or from his subjects?" "From his subjects," Peter answered. Jesus replied, "That's right. The children get off free without paying taxes. But so that we don't offend them, go to the lake and throw out your hook, and the first fish that rises up will have a coin in its mouth. It will be the exact amount you need to pay the temple tax for both of us." What I sense the Lord saying for the children of God this year is there is divine supply that will never run dry. The Lord's saying, put your net down again on the other side of the boat. Put your net down on the right side. Put your net down obediently, consistently, and you are going to pull up a net and a harvest miraculously every time. The Lord is your first time, on time, right on time, God, and he's going to meet you miraculously as you put your trust in him. I also see from this double portion catch. Get ready. There was more than enough. Jesus said here, you'll pay what I owe and you'll pay what you owe. The Lord wants you to live and you're going to draw and be in a position of overflow, blessed to be a blessing. You are no longer beholding to the things, to the taxes, to the ways of this world. Of course, we have to pay them, but we are not going to get worried and weighed down with the burdens and with the constraints and with all of the worries of this world, but we are going to continually be drawing from the kingdom of the Lord. Thanks for joining me on this night watch. And I pray that this message speaks and penetrates your heart, that we are going to be those who arise at this time and we shine with all of the provision, with all of the power, with all of the victory that Jesus has for us to partake of this year. And every Goliath and every enemy is going to come down to the ground. We are going to usurp the usurper. We're going to devour the devourer, destroy the destroyer, defy the defier, and every lie of the enemy and every deception we're going to uncover. And the Lord is going to bring all of the dark areas to light, because we are going to be those who live for Jesus and shine bright, flourishing, blessed lives. Are you ready to pray? Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, that we take your victory. We, Lord, ask that you, Jesus, would dwell in our hearts richly. Let your word dwell in our hearts richly this year. Your prophetic right now word, just as you brought to Peter, just as you then sent Peter to obey your prophetic word, I thank you as we obey you all the way, we're going to reap such a harvest of blessing, increase, favor, miracles, all for the glory of your name. Every giant before us comes down to the ground, and through the victory of Jesus' blood and the cross, we cut off the head, we cut off the strategy, we cut off the authority of the enemy. And Lord, we, our families, we go free financially, relationally, spiritually, physically, we will prosper and be in health in every area, just as our souls prosper. In Jesus' name, by the power of your word. Amen. God bless you.